This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
As we continue the conversation on the line, we have David Mukhashwa of Solos FC. Tobel.
Tobel, how
are you? How are you?
How are you? No, good evening to the listeners. You know, it's good to be on Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Absolutely. We called you, and today we're talking on the return of fans, and you are one of the people who has actually come out openly to say that I think it's about time that the league, government, or whoever is responsible, start looking into the issue of the fans returning to the stadium. Why is that, at least from your perspective?
You know, the fans returning to the stadium will actually help solve a lot of problems, because there are people who relied on being at the stadium. So we're talking about security, for example. Number one, we've got the cleaners. Number two, number three, we've got people that are selling stuff outside the stadium. Now, those people were earning honest living from fans being at the stadium. Number four, we've got journalists that are not even allowed to go to the stadium. We don't know why, because, I mean, stadiums are well ventilated. There will be enough social distancing there. Journalists should at least be allowed to go to the stadium. And the main one, the supporters need to go to the stadiums. We are not saying everyone must just flock the stadium. We are saying allow a certain percentage. Let's talk about 30%, for example. If you have 30% at FNB, FNB is a 94,000 capacity stadium. You have about 30,000 people there, if that, but at a maximum. You still have enough social distancing and there's enough ventilation. Currently, you have clubs, pubs, restaurants that are operating with a maximum of 250 allowed, but we always see more than that. And it's a no mask, no entry. But once you're in, Sisonke, you know, everyone takes off their mask, and then there's no social distancing, there's no ventilation, there's nothing. So, but those establishments are allowed to operate. So we need to be fair and say football is also part of the economy. They need to return the supporters back to the stadium.
But then again, you talk about a stadium like FNB, which is one of the biggest in the world. When it comes to smaller stadiums, will it be a more manageable? Like, for instance, Kotopsi. Do you think that it will be more manageable where it's a smaller stadium and realistically, if we say 250 people, is that doable?
It is doable, because Dobsonville is a 15,000 capacity stadium. So if you say 30%, you're talking about 4,500 people. So it's easy to have 4,500 people there, because we need to submit processes on how we're going to manage this thing. Because even when we returned to football, we had to submit a document to SAFA and then to the government to say, this is how we're going to return to football, and these are the processes that we're going to follow. So we are saying we can do the same with supporters returning back to the stadiums. Simple processes, and anyone that does not follow the processes must be banned until the COVID is over. Then they can have supporters then, because it is important that we follow the instructions if this thing is allowed, so that we don't have one person messing up the entire thing for everyone.
So, but Mukhashwa, how then do we manage it? And you know how we behave, unfortunately, as soccer fans. Sometimes re na lo go nagana ka mokgomong. I mean, if we say go na le game ya Swallows le Chiefs or Swallows le Pirates Kotopsi, and then you say we are only allowing 3,000 people, you know gore there will be those some of us who would still want to get in without tickets and all those things. How do we manage that? Or is it just about, talking to the fans and making them realize that if we're saying only 2,500 fans at the stadium, it's going to be that, ticket sales only, and so on and so forth?
This thing can be done. Remember, it was done during the World Cup. So there should be a certain radius that if you don't have a ticket, you're not even allowed to go there. And the ticketing companies need to evolve. They need to add more information on the ticket that doesn't appear on the actual ticket, but can appear on the background. Things like ID number, then you capture the person's address, so that when there's a problem, we know where that person is. And at the stadium, that we can have blocks where we allocate a seat that you sit there. People need to start understanding that this thing of seat numbers is important, because when we introduce season tickets, you need to be sitting at your seats. You can't be sitting on Kwena seat, whereas your seat is seat 2B and now you're sitting on 4B. So we need to start now, when we have an opportunity, to allow a minimum number of people at the stadium, to start practicing these things for the future.
How then do you think the PSL should be approaching this? Because I just had a conversation with Veli Lemnyandu of the South African Football Journalists Association, and just now when we are done with you, we're going to speak to Siyabulela Loilane, who's on the line, who's the National Football Supporters Association. But how do you propose that the PSL go about this? Is it a question of maybe consultation or just taking a decision on their own to say, at any stadium, we will only allow a certain percentage of home fans, like as they do in the UK. Some of the areas, they say only home fans will be allowed. So if it's a Swallows game, only Swallows fans will be allowed in the stadium.
How do you know that the people that are coming are only home fans? You will never know. Because
it's tricky in our side. Yes.
I just put on a Chiefs jersey and then I go there. So we must just stick to a percentage and say this certain percentage must be allowed at the stadium. And there has to be consultation because all 32 member clubs of the PSL, including the Great Africa Championship, we have to consult and make sure that we agree that these are the rules that we need to follow. This is what we need to do to make sure that the supporters return, but they return safely, and we can manage that process to make sure that we don't cause more havoc with the pandemic.
Fantastic stuff. Mkhasho, thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, and good evening to the listeners.
That's David Mkhasho, the chairman of Swallows FC, one of those, at least in terms of football management, who has come out and openly spoken about the issue of supporters returning to the stadium. On that note, in the same breath, on the line, we've got National Football Supporters Association CEO, Siyabulela Loilane. Siya, good evening.
Good evening, Gwena, and good evening to the listeners of Cape Town FM.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to speak to you guys. And I think it's a nice day today. History has been made. We've got a South African as a CAF president. Congratulations to Dr. Petrus Motsepe.
Indeed, a great day for African and South African football in that regard. But see, I don't know how much you caught of my conversation with David Mkhasho of Swallows FC. There is an outcry now by a lot of people saying that I think it's about time that we return to the stadium. Do you think that as South Africa, looking at our behavior and how things have been going in terms of football, are we ready to go back to the stadium, in your opinion?
Honestly, Gwena, I must say I liked what the chairman, the part I caught from his conversation. I liked it very much because it's one of the, since I came in from last year, June, it's one of the structures that, can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you a bit, but continue.
Okay, apologies. Now, I'm saying that what you were saying in terms of looking at what the European Football Supporters Association is doing, some of the things that they are doing is stuff that can actually work here in South Africa. But the problem is that there hasn't been proper consultation when the COVID pandemic started. It's only from last month that you can say that as NAFSA, we actually started having a consultative process with the Ministry of Sports and also with SAFA to say what measures can we put in place to return supporters to the stadium. But we also need the buy-in from the clubs as well to be able to back us up in terms of the supporters. And I think just to answer what he said about saying that, how are you going to know that these are the supporters for your club and everything? We've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in Egypt where supporters, I think the business model of supporters in South Africa hasn't really been exploited, where clubs are actually putting emphasis and encouraging supporters to start looking at your seasonal packages and all those things because of saying, this is who you can allow to the stadium and everything. But it's also about educating because we are not, as a country, we are not educating our supporters enough to say that our supporters can behave. This is what they can do.
All right, we apologize for that break there. We have Siya Bulela Loilane, the chief executive of the National Football Supporters Association, talking to us about just the appeal to, for the return of fans in the stadium. Siya, I was asking basically on the issue of, you know, we've been having these conversations about supporters changing their ways since the 2010 FIFA World Cup. We're talking about, you know, sitting in the right seats, going in the right entrances. And we have failed in that regard. Would you say that this will require supporter behavior to change before at least the league could consider this?
You know what, when a person say the supporter behavior should change, one would ask, change from what? Because we have seen it in the 2010 World Cup where it was being implemented, but there was no follow through after the 2010 World Cup to say we continue with this initiative or whatever you want to call it. And different countries have implemented it where you get a seat number, you log in online. There's even a study I even looked at, in fact, in terms of fan movement and what the Europeans are doing when it comes to supporters. And I think in South Africa as well, it could work if it is being implemented. And as a country, we actually go on a drive where we are educating the supporters to say, this is how things are going to go. Because generally, when you put rules, they are really easy people to follow what needs to be done.
So now, in terms of your discussions, if any, how far have you gone? Have you spoken to SAFA? Have you spoken to the PSL? Who are you talking to in this regard?
Well, look, we have been in discussion with SAFA. We have been in discussion now with the Minister of Sports. And we're hoping that last week, after the President announced an alert level one, there would actually be an address from the Minister of Sports to say what is then going to be the way forward. And my only worry is the fact that, yes, other events, you know, they've allowed for outdoor events to 250, I think, and some other sporting pools like your tennis and squash have actually published an allowance for supporters now to be back in the pitches and everything. However, with football, like I say, we must also think about the business model. Yes, we want to go back to the stadiums. Yes, the stadiums must open, but does it make sense? You know, because all of this needs to make sense. We need to put in COVID protocols in place as well, which is why we have always been consistent since the beginning when we were saying football must return to play. We'll watch it in our screens in July last year. We've been consistent to say we will only talk about a percentage of stadium capacity to return to the stadium as opposed to a specific number. Because if you say you're only allowing 1,000 supporters in the stadium, some stadiums, it will actually not make sense, you know. So we need to allow a certain percentage of supporters, be it 25% supporters in the stadium, be it 40%, be it 50% capacity. But let's talk to stadium capacity as opposed to talking to a fixed number. And I think that's where we will make headway. And supporters will be, you book your tickets online, you put in your details so that people are able to be traced should there be a case or an incident and everything. And judging by the conversations that I have had in the different supporters groups, the supporters are really ready to go back to the stadium. It's just a matter of the government and the Football Association to say, guys, come, let's talk. This is how we're going to start it. And we pilot it. At the moment, people can say we're just talking because we haven't piloted anything. We haven't actually even put any measure into practice yet to see if it's going to work or not. But the opportunity, we haven't been given that opportunity to put those measures into place.
Siya, what I'm trying to understand is that in your conversations with the powers that be, if you've had those conversations, what are your demands? What are your requests? Or is it still, are you still at a point where you are trying to get those conversations going?
No, we have been having a conversation to say, when can supporters return to the stadium? And like I say, the last word we received, which was by form of an email from the Minister of Sports after the president announced an alert level one, was that we need to, can we wait, can we exercise patience, because the Ministry of Sports will be addressing soon. And we left it at that to say, okay, let us exercise patience and give it a couple of days for the minister to talk, and then we can then air our views to say, are we happy with this, or are we not happy, or are we not making progress? But what we have been trying to show all along is to say, we can actually, as supporters, sit around the table and have a calm discussion.
I think we've ventilated enough of the issues in that regard.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.